All right. Funniest thing you saw, sir?
Funniest thing I saw or that I've seen?
That you've seen. I'm sorry.
Okay. God, what's that? Like something that just made me drop down and laugh.
Yeah, something.
The funniest that just, like, thing. Okay, yeah. The funniest thing that I could not stop laughing. I took the martial art Aikido. And seriously. And so there was a very like a really like light class. And the sensei was like a little short red hair, long red haired dude. And he was like, okay, let's do knife practice. So like the Steven Seagal shit where you're like trying to stab each other and like take the knife out of the hand and flip him over you and shit. So we're doing this. And he's like, okay, we're doing the techniques, the proper techniques. And he's like, okay, go nuts. Like, really try to stab each other. Really go at it. So I was with my friend Ezra, and we were, like, going at it. And somehow I had gotten, like, behind him and on the ground and had the knife. Like, we were both holding on to it, and you knew I was going to win. And the sensei is looking at us, and we're looking at him, and he's like, who's going to win this? And my friend just goes, death before dishonor, and jabs a knife into his own chest.
Hey, man, I get it.
That wasn't what was really funny was the fact that the sensei fell over and laughed for at least 5 minutes straight. That was the funny part. He just, I've never seen anyone just lose it the way he did. He could not stay on his feet. He tried just to get up, and he would just look at us and burst out laughing and fall over again. I don't think he'd ever seen anything like that in the Aikido dojo before.
That's pretty cool, though. I'll give you that.
But yeah, I don't know. That was just, I don't know, the first funny story that kind of popped into my head. What about you? What's the weirdest fucking thing you've ever seen?
Weirdest? Oh, that threw me for a loop because I was going to do the funniest. Weirdest. I'm not a quick thinker as you. I can give you the
funniest. I'm a genius. I'm sorry. I'm a genius.
Yeah, basically that's basically what I just got from this whole conversation. But I would say I can tell you the funniest thing I've seen.
Okay, yeah, go for okay. it.
All right. So I was on a class trip on a train ride through the mountains of Pennsylvania.
Are you from Pennsylvania?
I am not. I'm actually from Delaware.
Oh, okay. Okay. Sorry.
Which nobody knows where that's at all.
Where what is?
Delaware.
Delaware? Delaware. Yeah. It's like that's the closest beach to where I am in Columbus, Ohio. So if I wanted to go to, an actual ocean beach, Delaware is actually the fastest trip because you just go right through Pennsylvania. Anyways.
Right. Okay. So I'm on this train, and of course, all the conductor and all the ladies that come around and check your tickets, they're all Russian. So they don't speak very good English, and we're sitting there and we're waiting to leave, and they're checking everybody's tickets. And as soon as the train takes off, this lady who's checking tickets does a whole front flip right in the aisle. Totally catches her off guard, sweeps her feet, does a flip. So she gets up and she says, oh, well, she's like, this happens all the time. So we're all like, okay, well, it's pretty funny. So the train starts going, train stops. As soon as the train stops again, this lady falls back into a mother and her baby. It was crazy. It was crazy, crazy.
So she just couldn't, she couldn't stay on her feet.
No. She's a little top heavy.
Okay, so you got to paint the picture, man.
Yeah, I'm painting the picture. I'm
like the busty, like the busty.
She's top heavy from the waist up. And I'm going to blame it on the 10 pounds of makeup that she had on her face. So it's like it was just nothing but comedy the entire time that we rode this train, because it's like she couldn't speak English, and every time the train stopped or went, she just fell over. She was done.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, man.
The only one out of everybody. She was the only one.
I'm trying to think of, the same friend I was in Aikido with, we went fishing one time, and he was like, I'm going to eat all these chocolate donuts before we go out, and then he was throwing up the whole time. That's not a very funny story.
No, that's pretty...
For us it is, not for him, though.
No. No, where's not at all.
Let's see here. Are you big into like fighting or fights or?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. What do you watch? Do you watch
I thought you meant me personally.
No. Like, do you watch UFC or professional wrestling or boxing or fencing maybe?
No fencing. I do watch a little bit of boxing. I do watch UFC, and I actually play UFC on Xbox.
Oh, okay. So hold on here. Let me find my, I've got a note here somewhere. Oh, here we go. Okay. So this is versus battle. So I'm going to give you two pairings. Well, first of all, how old are you?
I'm 30 years old.
Okay, you're 30 years old. Okay, so I'm 38. So hopefully you'll get most of these references, I'm sure. Okay. So who would win in a fight? Now I'll tell you if it's different, but a normal fight. So who would win, Andre the Giant or the Mountain? The second one, not the first one.
Oh man, I'm gonna have to go with the Mountain. The second one.
You think? Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Andre was big. He was a big guy.
He was all for show.
You know? I don't know. Those Austrian guys, they're pretty big mountain rock throne motherfuckers.
They don't know anything else.
No, that's true. That's true. But that dude, yeah, he knows all the sword stuff now. Okay. Staying on that topic, Jaime Lannister versus Luke Skywalker.
Luke Skywalker,
definitely. What if they both were just using swords, though?
Luke Skywalker, still. He still has the technique. Still,
he's got the technique. He's got the Jedi. Yeah, because Jaime Lannister is kind of a bitch. So, still on the same topic, Lando Calrissian versus Tommy Chong.
Tommy Chong,
definitely. I think he could kick Lando's ass.
Yeah, Lando was a useless character.
Now, music. How much do you know about music?
A lot.
Okay. So, Sting versus Peter Gabriel.
Ooh. I'm going to go with Sting.
Yeah. Sting? No, he only knows 5 notes. Are you out of your goddamn mind? Listen to Sting. Don't stand. He only knows 5 notes. That's all he sings. Peter Gabriel, though. Musical fucking genius.
He is. I get that. I get where you're coming from.
So, who do you think would win in a fight after that? The Police without Sting or Genesis without Peter Gabriel?
Genesis, all the way.
Yeah. Phil Collins is a kind of a hardcore motherfucker.
you can't get past that. The Police are nothing without Sting.
Okay, now here's where it gets a little weird. Hot dogs versus bratwurst.
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs?
Really? It depends. It depends on where the bratwurst is from.
You're from Delaware, so that's understandable. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest bratwurst I get is from a gas station, so you gotta...
Right, yeah. See, we got a town, you drive 50 miles north of here, and there's a town that has a bratwurst festival. We got, all the Germans, left the East Coast and somehow ended up, in, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Wisconsin, the central United States. So we know how to make some fucking bratwurst, man. Our Oktoberfests are off the hook.
I've never been. I would really like to go.
Cincinnati has the biggest, because the Germans would follow the pigs. So Cincinnati was a big slaughterhouse. So of course the Germans showed up to make sausage. So they got a huge fucking Oktoberfest.
Wow, I didn't know that. I know that.
Yeah, Columbus isn't bad. Ours isn't nothing to slouch at. We do the beer hall, the beer tents. I mean, we do 2 beer halls, but at Cincinnati, their whole downtown becomes one big beer hall. Labor Day too. That town goes fucking nuts on Labor Day for some reason. I've never seen anything like it. It's bigger than the 4th of July in Columbus, the capital city. Anyways.
Well, have you ever heard of Ocean City, Maryland?
Yeah.
It's a big beach town. I'm actually like, what, 20, 30 minutes from it.
Okay.
So I'm at the lower part of Delaware.
So what's like your favorite summer festival?
I'd say the Apple Scrapple Festival.
What the fuck is the Apple Scrapple Festival?
The Apple
Scrapple. Wait, first of all, how big is your town? How many people live in your town?
Not that many.
Okay. Okay, small town. Okay, I get it now. Okay. So what the fuck is the Apple Scrapple Festival?
Well, have you ever heard of Scrapple?
I know what Scrapple is. That's like the meat, sausage, bread thing.
No, that's all the entrails and assholes and everything from the pig that nobody wants.
Okay. But it's like a brick. It looks like a brick and you fry it.
Right, correct.
Okay. I thought it had like a stuffing in it or something, like breadcrumbs or something.
No, it's
just all meat? Okay.
I've
never been daring enough. It's like, it's kind of like Spam to me. Like,
Have you ever tried Spam?
Yeah, and I've never that tangy taste. Some reason the spices, I just don't like it.
Yeah, Scrapple's one of them things where it's like a bratwurst.
Anyways, we got like three. No, we've less than 4 minutes.
Okay, all right.
Apple Scrapple. What the fuck is this? I gotta know. I might go.
It's okay. I'm gonna read the Wikipedia page for you. Okay.
Okay.
The Apple Scrapple Festival is held annually during the second weekend in October in Bridgeville, Delaware. It was first held in 1992. Notable events include the Ladies Iron Skillet Toss, the Scrapple Chunking Contest, and the Mayor's Scrapple Sling. The name of the festival is derived from two agricultural products which are important to this region, apples and Scrapple. The Apple Scrapple Festival was named one of the top 100 events in North America by the American Bus Association.
What the fuck? That was paid for. That was paid for right there.
Who gives a shit about the American Bus?
If you give us a donation, keep us going. Keep the buses going. We'll put you in. I know all about that.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. I want to see the fucking steel frying pan. The ladies, what is it? The
ladies sling?
The skillet toss. That sounds interesting.
They also do pumpkin chunking.
Yeah, pumpkin chunking.
Pumpkin chunking, too. All right. See, we got the Bratwurst Festival. We have Bratwurst Festival, and then we have the Pawpaw Festival. The pawpaw is indigenous to the Midwest. It tastes like a tropical fruit. It's almost like a custard inside, but it tastes like a banana. It was George Washington's favorite dish. He would enjoy that after dinner with apple brandy. Apple brandy and chilled pawpaws was what the... Because he was toothless, so he could eat the pawpaw. He couldn't munch on the apple. That's why he had to turn it into brandy. But the pawpaw, he could suck on that shit because it was like custard, like a cheesy, almost custardy cheese. Most people don't like the texture of it, but the flavor is like a banana. But it's like a tropical fruit that grows in the Midwest. It's just you can't hardly find it because you have to go to an orchard, and they're really hard to grow. Because they grow under the canopy of the forest there until they're in their adolescent phase. So for an orchard, you have to have tree cover to grow it. Okay, we got a minute left. Logan, do you have anything you want to plug? Anything you want to say?
No.
Hundreds of people listen to my podcast. So.
Yeah, no, I'm on the Hooligan Hangout. That's my new thing. I just started it. I haven't really done anything with it. I'm just kind of new to this whole thing. So
just trying favorite me. I'll favorite you back. You can call in anytime. The joke cast is always open to all the people on Anchor.
All right. I appreciate your time. Logan.
Yeah. Have fun. Great talk.
Yeah. You too, man.
Later, brother.
See you, man.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.